Blog Talk Radio.
Selamta Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Discipleship Radio. Discipleship Radio.
Being spread all over another country, another way of thinking. I also heard that you eating is also kosher eating. I mean, you're not eating pork and things like that, you know.
Are you Jewish?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rasta.
I don't understand.
Well, I am Rasta with you.
So it's the same tradition as for the...
The lion of a tribe of Judah. That must be Jew. Judah.
Yeah.
Must from Jew. I was classed as Judah.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
Betaseb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
No, this isn't an anti-Semitic video. It's an educational one, and we hope you'll learn something by the end. Throughout history, Jewish people have been perceived as being wealthy. But where did that rhetoric stem from? We know that Jewish people, like all people, have their wealthy, middle class, and their lower income group. So Aluxers, today we're going to delve deep into this thought process. Welcome to Alux.com, the place where future billionaires come to get inspired. If you're not subscribed yet, you're missing out. Number 1. Judaism and Wealth. Judaism doesn't cast poverty as a sign of righteousness, as other beliefs might. Instead, they believe each person should avoid poverty and be gainfully employed to earn their own living. This is a fundamental value that has led to a good work ethic and a personal responsibility for each person earning their own keep. Jewish people also believe in giving. They believe that 10 to 20% of wages should go toward religious and charitable causes. However, they don't believe in relying on charity to lift yourself up, and certainly not to become a burden on the community. Growing up with this kind of mindset makes for a solid foundation to see success as the only option. Number 2. European Jews couldn't own land. If you think anti-Semitism was only popularized in World War II, think again. Jewish people have had a tough history, including not being able to own land in Europe from as far back as the medieval times. But where there's a will, there's a way, so Jewish people found alternative ways to build their wealth outside of property owning. One of them being merchants and traders, industries to this day where they still have a big footprint in most countries. This created a safety net for Jewish communities, because where their services were needed, they were safe. Number 3. Religious opportunity was taken. To Christians in the Middle Ages, charging interest was a sin. This prevented them from holding any type of financial job, leaving the opportunities in that field open to the Jewish community, who did not see lending in the same way. Jewish people became prominent in money-lending businesses. The Jewish people's early success in this lucrative business was a forerunner for many of the stereotypes we hear today of Jewish people. Number 4. Opened the first banks. It was a hop and a skip from money-lending to opening the first banks in Europe for the Jewish community. They could manage transactions, transfers, and day-to-day financial services, plus continue to lend money and charge interest with their strong background in finance. This was a much-needed service on a developing continent and helped to fuel further growth. But it wasn't all rosy. This success also led to jealousy, which fueled much of the anti-Semitic sentiment throughout the ages. Number 5. The most educated religious group. In 2016, the Pew Center released a study which listed Jewish people as the most educated religious group in the world. On average, the Jewish community receives 13.4 years of schooling. When it comes to post-secondary degrees, Jewish people hold 61% of the qualifications. What's more surprising is the vast difference between first and second most educated religions. Christians rank second most educated, but compared to the average of 13.4 years of schooling among Jewish people, Christians only rack up an average of 9.3 years at school. More credentials lead to a higher starting salary, and this immediately improves the financial status of Jewish people right out of university. Number 6. They look after one another. Perhaps it comes from a long history of being marginalized, or perhaps it's just inherent nature, but Jewish people have a deep pride in sharing their wealth to benefit their community. This mutual aid mentality is a part of their ethos and ensures that each member of the community is supported to enable them to succeed. If someone opens a new business, the community will rally around them to support it. If someone else falls on hard times, the community will try to help them out. Judaic law instructs that poor people are to be respected and protected. This strong focus on uplifting the whole community has meant that even shunned Jewish communities have managed to survive the hardest times by investing in one another. The idea of wealth is not just to accumulate wealth, which is seen as vanity. Wealth is seen as a means to an end to grow a community. It is highly frowned upon to not give generously to the social and spiritual needs of the community. Number 7. Their religion teaches good business practices. The Torah and many Jewish philosophers, leaders, and writers have made it clear how Jewish businesses must operate. According to these teachings, there's absolutely no room for dishonest practices. Any deception, collusion, or price fixing against a consumer is known as ona'a, which translated means oppression. Fleecing the consumer is seen as an oppression of their freedom. Knowing that you're going into business with someone who's inspired to good ethics by a higher power makes Jewish business people a very attractive business partner to many. Number 8. Resilience and perseverance are second nature. Despite extreme challenges, Jewish people have shown resilience throughout. It's woven into their fabric and the focus remains on the spiritual and practical. With this resilience and perseverance, giving up is not an option. When things go wrong in business, which happens, there's no self-pity, but an attitude of, shit happens, let's figure out how to fix it. As author of The Money Code, Become a Millionaire with the Ancient Jewish Code, H.W. Charles wrote, "The Jews are known for their perseverance, and this is what helps them achieve their goals. Perseverance means continuous persistence in a course of action, a purpose, in spite of difficulties, obstacles, or discouragement." Number 9. Good financial education taught over generations. Jay-Z got a lot of pushback for his comments on Jewish people in his track, The Story of O.J. The controversial line was, "You want to know what's more important than throwing away money at a strip club? Credit. You ever wonder why Jewish people own all the property in America? This is how they did it." It was seen by many experts as reinforcing the stereotype that Jewish people have some kind of global control of property and banks. However, Jay-Z defenders saw it as a shout-out to Jewish success and a hint to the black community to follow similar business ventures and invest in each other. The kind of generational knowledge and market confidence in the areas of finance and property that the Jewish community has is enviable, no matter who you support. Number 10. Parents teach their children the value of money. In many households, speaking openly about finance is taboo. Parents try to protect their children by not sharing if they're having financial troubles, or if they're wealthy, displaying that it's okay to splurge. By using 5 jars, many Jewish parents teach their children how to be money-wise. Each jar is labeled tithe, giving and offering, saving, investing, and spending. Children are given 10 shekels, and the child puts 1 in the tithe jar, 1 in the giving and offering, 1 in the savings, 2 in investing, and 5 in spending. The giving jar is opened up on Sundays. The tithe, which means 10th in Hebrew, is opened at the end of the month. The savings is opened on special occasions, and investing is only opened when full. Parents don't intervene and the child is responsible for the money, but the children learn from their mistakes and take ownership of their decisions. Number 11. Wealth is managed effectively. Sages of the Talmud, the lives, sayings, and stories of 400 rabbinic masters, a book written by Mordecai Javotitz, is a great read. You can also hear it on Audible, and it shares many words of wisdom, including how to manage money with spiritual motivation. The book also touches on finances and diversification. What diversification means is that capital is allocated in a way that doesn't expose too much to one particular risk or asset, but rather spreads it out to reduce the risk. To sum it up in its most basic form, don't put all of your eggs in one basket. Number 12. Networking is important. Hey Luxers, we all know how networking opens doors and business opportunities, and only by actively engaging with others can we grow our business and wealth. People do business with those they know, trust, and who are genuine. With Jewish communal life, there is ample opportunity to network. The Sabbath, synagogue, and Jewish celebrations help to build long-lasting relationships, both business and personal. Number 13. Look at the past to plan the future. Hey Luxers, we've all heard the saying, history repeating itself. The Jewish community are aware that any circumstances arising now are not new. By looking at similar situations that have happened in the past, it's easier to make better business and financial decisions for the future. Patterns repeat themselves. Wealth is gained by learning those patterns or trends, understanding market cycles, and gaining a foothold on worldwide currency. Kelso Kukierkorn, author of The Secrets of Jewish Wealth Revealed, beautifully writes, "Until now, your money has told you what to do and how much to work. Now you're going to turn that around. You'll learn how to tell your money what to do and how much to work for you." Number 14. Advice from one of the richest. Mark Zuckerberg was raised in a Reform Jewish household. He had a Star Wars-themed bar mitzvah. He was just 19 when he started Facebook in 2004. Zuckerberg says he's become more religious since becoming a father and often dispenses great advice for up-and-coming business leaders. He says, some people dream of success while others wake up and work hard for it. To help you along your financial journey, we highly recommend you watch our video, 10 Life Hacks That Actually Work, where we explain an interesting concept called Parkinson's Law. Check it out. Number 15. The Simple Truth. Hey Luxers, it is true there are a lot of Jewish people that are rich, but it's also true there are a lot that are poor. The same goes for every other person, Jewish or not. The Torah does teach beautiful principles for success in life, which we can all learn from. Self-learning, education, and a hunger to learn will set you on the right path to becoming financially secure. Rebetzin Dana Weinberg, Orthodox Jewish Rebetzin and founder and dean of Ayot College of Jewish Studies for Women in Jerusalem, shares advice we can all take in. There are no problems, only opportunities for growth. Well, Aluxers, what lessons can you take away from today's video? Share your thoughts with us in the comments below. And for sticking with us until the end, here's your bonus. There is a long history of why Jewish people and money have been portrayed the way they have been. Some believe there are secret Jewish societies running the world behind the scenes, controlling all the money. And Aluxers, it's up to us to stop fueling these stereotypes. We need to speak openly about our differences, privileges, and historical legacy. We need to educate ourselves and acknowledge the journey that Jewish people have undertaken. Until next time, Aluxers, remember to click subscribe for more thought-provoking videos every day, and hit us with a thumbs up if you enjoyed this one.
Salamta Beit Eseb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Yes, 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 here, here, here. The Wednesday podcast, I, Rastafari Yehudim, Rastafari Jews. Here we got the Wednesday podcast, Wisdom Wednesday. Like to share that one right there, like to go through it, you know, for fine tooth, you know, like just break it down, some of the details. What can we learn from that? And what do we already know from that? Might not be applying that regularly as other people do, as they say, religiously, but what can we learn? Here we have Dr. Ephraim Yitzhak sharing a word
here.
I
would like to read a paragraph from my introduction, which says, some might ask why a Jewish person should write a book about the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church. From my first year at Harvard University, when I became the first Ethiopian student of the famous Divinity School, studying comparative religions, I began to realize that the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church is the most Jewish of all Christian churches.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Got no time to lose, got no time to waste. Oh,
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Ilja Rastafari, Emperor Heliai Selassie. O clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible, and he's a great king over all the earth. Just as subdue the people under us, and the nations under our feet. O thou Most High God, Jah Rastafari, Almighty God, man. Come together, brothers, sisters. Now come
now.
When we must unite and be strong, that we can put away all the wrong in the land. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any nation. Knowing that the wicked must fall, righteous must live. Hail to the kings of kings and the Lord of lords, conquering land of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, the 5x5 revelation 5, Emperor Heliai Selassie. Run, come, rally, rally, run, come, rally, rally, run. Thank you.
victory. The hotter the battle is, the sweeter the victory, the victory.
Fire! your love and hold me warm against your heart. I feel the word, the tender trembling moment start. My life is yours, and now because you came into my world with love, so soft in love, wine-colored days, worn by the sun, velvet night when we so no one hears us but the stars. The vows of love we make will live until we die. My life is yours, and now because you came into my world with love, so soft in love. We make, we'll live until we die. My life is yours, and now because you came in my world with love, so soft in love. Came in my world with love, so soft in love. You came into my world with love.
Love you one another. Love you one another. fire.
Almighty, I man of everything. You give me the Almighty, I.
Orleans. Peace in the east and peace in the west. Peace in the north and peace in the south. Prince Farai put them in. Then. Me say that peace in the east and a peace in the west. Peace in the north and a peace in the south. What a nice, nice thing like this.
Aviva, 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 it's time to open the door for El Yahin.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
The Book of Psalms, Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish, 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 shall perish.
Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach ba'asat rishayim ubderech hata'im lo amad ubmoshav lesim lo yashav ki im betorat Adonai chifso ובתורתו יהגה יומם ולילה והיה כעת שתול על פלגי מים אשר פריו ייתן בעיתו ועליהו לא יבול וכל אשר יעשה יצליח לא כן הרשעים כי אם כמוס אשר תבדפנו רוח על כן לא יקומו רשעים במשפט וחטאים בעדת הצדיקים כי יודע אדוני דרך צדיקים ודרך רשעים תובד
אשרי האיש אשר לא הלך בעצת רשעים, ובדרך חטאים לא עמד, ובמושב לצים לא ישב. כי אם בתורת אדוני חפצו, ובתורתו יהגה יומם ולילה. והיה כעץ שתול על פלגי מים, אשר פריו ייתן בעיתו, ועליהו לא ייבול. וכל אשר יעשה יצליח. לא כן הרשעים, כי אם כמוץ אשר תדפנו רוח. על כן לא יקומו רשעים במשפט, וחטאים בעדת צדיקים. כי יודע אדוני דרך צדיקים, ודרך רשעים תובד.
לא ישב על כן לא יקומו רשעים במשפט וחטאים בעד הצדיקים כי יודע אדוני דרך צדיקים ודרך רשעים חטאים לא עמד ובמושב ליצים לא ישב כי אם בתורת אדוני חפשו ובתורתו יהגה יומם בלילה והיה כעת שתול על פלגי מים אשר פיו ייתן ביתו ועליהו לא יבול וכל אשר יעשה יצליח יעשה יצליח רשעים כי אם כמות אשר תיתנו רוח על כן לא יקומו רשעים במשפט וחטאים בעד הצדיקים כי יודע אדוני דרך צדיקים ודרך רשעים
אשרי האיש אשר לא הלך בעצת רשעים ובדרך חטאים לא עמד ובמושב לצים לא ישב כי אם בתורת אדוני חפצו ובתורתו יהגה יומם ולילה והיה כעת שתול על פלגי מים אשר פריו ייתן בעיתו ועליהו לא ייבול וכל אשר יעשה יצליח לא כן הרשעים כי אם כמוץ אשר תדבנו רוח על כן לא יקומו רשעים במשפט וחטאים בעדת צדיקים כי יודע אדוני דרך צדיקים ודרך רשעים טובים
Book of Psalms, Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so. But are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish, shall perish, shall perish, shall perish.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of
Here, here, here. Basic Hebrew. Here, here, here. Baby Hebrew. Shema Yisrael. 1 to 22. Aba gadaha, wazahata, yakalamanasa, apa sakara shata. Again, basic Hebrew, baby Hebrew, 1 to 22. Aba yakalamanasa, apa sakara shata, ta, ta, ah. Aleph, Ba, Beit, Ga, Gimel, Da, Dalet, Ha, He, Wa, Wow, Za, Zain, Ha, Chet, Ta, Tet, Ya, Yod, Ka, Kaf, La, Lamed, Ma, Bain, Na, Nun, Sa, Samech, A, Ain, Pa, Pe, Sa, Sadai, Ka, Kof, Ra, Resh, Sha, Shin, Ta, Tau,
Ta, Ta,
Aba gadaha, wazahata, yakalamana, saapasa, karasha, ta, 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 ta,
Abba Gadaha
Wazachataya Kalamana Saipatala Warashata.
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
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 Shabbat
strong.
And here, 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 Shema Israel. Here we begin second book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's known as Exodus in the translation called Shemot, Shemot in the Hebrew, the names, Shemot. So here we're in Shemot, second book. Here in the second part of the Shemester, right here, 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 the book of Exodus. And for this Shemot, the names beginning the book of Exodus, day four right here for the Wisdom Wednesday, day four, the fourth Aliyah.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad.
And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, 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 here for the Rabbi, here for the Rabbi, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth Aliyah, the fourth of offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Shemot, here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called and known in English as Exodus. Exodus chapter 3, the call of Moshe, the call of Moses, the burning bush. Moshe haya ro'eh et ha'tzona yitaroa chotno kohen midian v'yayina haga et ha'tzon ahara ha midbar Vaya yaboa el hara ha Elohim ho reva. Now, Moses, Moshe, kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. To Horay,
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 Horay.
Moshe haya ro'eh et ha'tzona yitaroa chotnoa koheina midian. Now Moses, Moshe, was keeping the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. Moshe haya ro'eh. Etas on Yitaro Achoteno Kohena Midian, and he led the flock to the farthest end of the wilderness, Vayayin hagaeta hatzona ahara hamidbar. Midbar. To the farthest end of the midbar. Vayaboa il hara elohim horeva. And came to the mountain of Ha Elohim. Wayavo il hara ha Elohim. Horeva. Horeva. To Horeb. To Horeb.
To Horeb. To Horeb.
And the angel, the Melach of Yahweh, appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burnt with fire, and the bush not consumed. Wayayera malaki Yahuwah elayowa de lavata esha niyatoka ha hasene. And the angel of Yahweh, Wayayera malaki Yahuwah elayowa appeared to him, bi lavat eish, in a flame of fire, bi lavat eish, mitoka hasene, in a flame of fire, out of the midst of a bush, mitok hasene, wayayare, wi hine, hasene, Bo'era ba'esha, we're hasene, einenu ukal. And he looked, and behold, wayar wehine, behold, the bush burnt with fire. Hasene bo'era ba'esh, and the bush was not consumed. With hasene einenu ukal, einenu ukal, was not consumed, was not eaten up. And Moshe said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. Vayomer Moshe asurana, and Moses said, I will turn aside now. Vayomer Moshe asurana. Ve'ere'eta hamare'e hagadol hazeh madu'a lo yiv'ar hasaneh. And Moshe said, I will turn aside now and see this great sight. Ve'ere'eta hamare'e hagadol hazeh 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 hazeh. Why the bush is not burnt. Madu'a lo yivara hasene 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 hasene. And when Yahweh saw that, he turned aside to see Elohim called to him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moshe, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Wayare Yahweh ki sara lirota wayayikra layo Elohim mitoka hasene wayomer Moshe wayomer hineni. And he said, draw not nigh near hither here. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest, holy, set apart ground. Vayomer ala tikrava helom shala ne aleka me ala ragaleka ki yahamakom asher ata o meda alayo adamata kodeshu. Moreover, he said, I, the Elohim of thy father, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, the Elohim of Jacob. And Moshe hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Elohim. Vayomer Anoki, Elohei Avika, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzhaka, Elohei Yaakov. Vayaseter Moshe panayo ki yare meyahavita el ha Elohim. Moreover, he said, Anoki Elohei Avika, I am the Elohim of Avika, of the I Father, Wayomer. Anoki, Elohei Avika, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov. I am the Elohim of thy father, of thy patriarch, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, the Elohim of Yaakov. Vayaseter Moshe panayo ki yareya meyahavita ilaha Elohim. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. The true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity, Ha Elohim. And Yod-Heh Weh-Heh Yahweh, Yahweh said, I have surely seen the affliction of me, my people, which are in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a Tova, good land, and a large, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the Bnei Yisrael, of the children of the sons of Yisrael, is come to me, and I have also seen the downpression wherewith the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, downpress them. Come now, therefore, that I will send the eye to Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring me, my people, the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, me Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim. And Moshe said to Elohim, that I should go to Pharaoh, the great house, and that I should bring forth the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, Gibbet. And he said, certainly, I will be with thee, the eye. And this shall be a token to the eye, that I have sent the eye, when thou hast brought forth the people, Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. Ye all shall serve Elohim, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, upon this mountain. The revelation of the name, Yahuwah, Jehovah, the revelation of the Hashem, the revelation of the name, Yod-Heh Weh-Heh. Verse 13, And Moses said to Ha Elohim, Vayomer Moshe il Ha Elohim. Behold, when I come to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael, and say to them, the Elohim of your fathers, of your patriarchs, have sent I to you. And they shall say to me, what Shemo, what is his name? What shall I say to them? Vayomer Moshe el ha-Elohim, hine anoki ba el bnei Yisrael. Amarti lahem Elohei Abotekem Shlachini Eleikem. We Amru li ma shmo ma omara lehem. And Moses said to Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity. Why Yomer Moshe il Ha Elohim? He nay. Behold, Anochi, Anoha il Bnei Yisrael. Behold, when I am come to the children of Yisrael, he nay. Anochi, ba il Bnei Yisrael. With Amarti Alahem Elohe Evotekem Shelachni Elekem. The Elohim of your fathers, your patriarchs, have sent I to you, and they shall say to me, with Amru Li Ma Shemo. What is Shemo? What is his name? Mahshemo. Mah Omar Elehem. What shall I say to them? And Elohim said to Moshe, I am that I am. And he said, thus, like this shalt thou say to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael, I am sent me, while Yomer Elohim, Il Moshe, Ehyeh Hasher Ehyeh. And Elohim said to Moses, while Yomer Elohim, Il Moshe, Ehyeh Hasher Ehyeh. Vayomer koh tomar livnei Yisrael ehye shelachani elekem ehye asher ehye. And he said like this, koh tomar, thus shalt thou say, koh tomar livnei Yisrael, to the sons of Yisrael, ehye shelachani Ehye has sent me, Elekem, to you all, to y'all, 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 to y'all. The commission of Moshe, the commission of Moshe, verse, and Elohim, true good, the true God, said moreover to Moshe, thus like this shalt thou, the I, say to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, to the sons of Yisrael. Yod Hey Wehe Yahuwah, the Elohim of your fathers, your patriarchs, Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, the Elohim of Yaakov, have sent I to you, to y'all. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generation. Vayomer Oda Elohim illa Moshe koh tomara illa Bnei Yisrael Yahuwa Elohei Avotekem Elohei Avraham Elohei Yitzhak Elohei Yaakov Shelachani Elekem Ze Shmi Le Olam Ve Ze Zikri Le Dora Dor. And Elohim said moreover to Moshe, why Yomer od Elohim el Moshe, thus shalt thou say to the children, the sons of Yisrael, koh tomar el Bnei Yisrael, Yahweh, Yod Hey Wehe Yahweh, Elohei Avotekem, Yahweh, the Elohim of your fathers, of your patriarchs, Yahweh, Elohei Avotekem, Elohei Avraham, the Elohim of Abraham, Elohei Yitzhak, the Elohim of Isaac, Elohei Yaakov, the Elohim of Jacob, Shelachani Elekem, have sent I to y'all, to you all. Shelachani Elekem, Ze Shmi Le Olam, this my name, Shmi Le Olam, forever. Ze Shmi Le Olam, with Ze Zikriya Le Dor. and this with ze, and this with ze, ze, zikri le dor dor. And this is my memorial, zikri le dor dor,
le dor, le dor,
to all
generation,
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 generation.
Vihu haya, vihu hove, vihu tihye, vitifara. Vihu haya, vihu hove, vihu tihye, vitifara. Vihu haya, vihu hove, vihu tihye, vitifara.
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat
strong.
የሰማነነ አወቀነው የዳስተሰነነ አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤል ሮኢም ኤል ሮኢም ኤል ሮኢም ኤል ሮኢም ኤል ሮኢም ኤል ሮኢም ኤል ሮኢም
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong.
Take him, the Elohim of Ibor, take him of your patriarchs, Shalachani have sent me, Shalach Ani, Shalachani have sent Ani, have sent me, Shalachani,
Shalachani,
Elekem, Elekem to you all. We Amruli, and they say to me, We Amruli, We Amru, and they say, Li to me, We Amruli, We Amruli, Ma Shemo, Ma, Ma, What Shemo,
Shemo.
Here, here, here. Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom. So here we have a what's called a Trinitarian proof here in this and in these Torah portions here in the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. So here we're in the Sefer Shemot, Sefer, the book of, the Sefer, the Sefer Shemot, the book of the names, the book of names, Shemot, and also the revelation of the Hashem, the name, the Yod Hey Wah Hey, Yod Hey Wow Hey, Yod Hey Vah Hey, the Yah Hey Wah Hey, Yahweh Yahuwah name. So here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's known as Shemot or names, here in Exodus chapter 3. Chapter 3, we have verse 2 to verse 18. Here for HaShalush HaKadosh, the Hebrew Trinity is the true Trinity. Here for Kedus Selassie, Trinitarian proof, we have Exodus chapter 3. Here in Exodus chapter 3, we have verse 2. And we have the angel of Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, the angel of Yahuwah, of Yahweh, the angel of Hashem, appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. So here we have Exodus chapter 3, verse 2. Wayera, wayera, wayera. And he appeared, Yaira, Wayera, Wayera. So we have Wayera, and he appeared, and Wa-era, Wa-era, and I appeared. Era, I appeared. Yaira, Yaira, he appeared. Wa, the conjunction, wow, and Wayera, 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 Malak, Yahuwah, Yod Hey Wehe Yahuwah, Malaki Yahuwah, Malaki Yahuwah, Elayo, B, Lavat H, Mitok, Hasene, Wayare, Wehine, Hasene, Boer Baesh, We, Hasene, Einenu Ukal. The angel of Yod Hey Wehe Yahuwah Yahweh Malaki Yahuwah appeared to him. Wayera Malak Yahuwah Elayo appeared to him in a flame of fire. Bilabat Esh, the flame of fire. Bilabat Esh, out of the midst. Mitok Hasineh, Mitok Ha the sine, the bush. Mitok hasine. Be alabat eish, mitok hasine. In a flame of fire, mitok out of the midst, hasine of the sine, the bush. Hasine. He looked, wayare, wayare, wayare. And he looked, wayare, and he looked. Wehine, wehine, and behold, look and see, weh and hine, behold, the bush, hasene, the bush, hasene burnt with fire, hasene, boer ba'esh, burnt, boer, boer ba'esh, in the esh, in the fire, and the bush, weh hasene, einenu ukal, einenu was not, einenu, Einenu ukal, einenu ukal, was not consumed, was not eaten from the akal, was not eaten. Now, Moshe said to Elohim, Ha Elohim, the Hebrew Trinity is a true Trinity. He said, behold, when I come to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, and tell them the Elohim of your fathers, of your patriarchs, has sent me, sent I to you, and they ask me, Ma Shemo, what is his name? What should I tell them? Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, is the Hebrew Trinity, said to Moshe, I am who I am. I am that I am. And he said, you shall tell the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, Yashar El, the upright of El, the true good, the true God, you shall tell the Bnei Yisrael this, I am, has sent me, sent I to you, to y'all. So here we have Exodus chapter 3, comparing verse 2 with verse 13 here for this Trinitarian, the true Trinity proof here in the Hebrew scriptures. Vayomer Moshe el ha-Elohim, and Moses said to Ha Elohim, to Ha the Elohim, to Ha Elohim, Hine Anoki Ba El Bnei Yisrael. Behold, when I come to the Bnei Yisrael, Anoki, Anoki, I, Anoki Va El Bnei Yisrael, we Amarti Lahem Elohe Ebotekem She Lachani Elechem, we amru li ma shemo ma omar elehem. And I tell them that the Elohim of your fathers, of your patriarchs, we amarti lahem, say to them, tell them, say to them, we amarti lahem, to them, Elohe evotekem, the Elohim of Ibotekem, of your patriarchs, Shelachani, have sent me, Shelach, Ani, Shilachani, have sent Ani, have sent me, Shilachani, Eleichem, Eleichem to you all. With Amru Li, and they say to me, Wa Amru Li, Wa Amru, and they say, Li, to me, Wa Amru Li, Wa Amru Li, Ma Shemo, Ma, Ma, what Shemo, his name, Ma Shemo, what's his name, Ma Omar Elehem, what his name, right, what his name, right, what should I, you know, what has he said, we have here, and what has he said to you, now here, just bringing this out right here, the KJV wise, and Moshe said to Ha Elohim, the true God, the true good, Ha Elohim. So we have the Ha Elohim. Specifically, it's pointing to Ha Shalush Ha Kadosh, the Kedush Selassie, to the Hebrew Trinity, the Ha, the true Ha, the Elohim, Ha Elohim. Moshe said to Ha Elohim, behold, I come to the Bnei Yisrael and say to them, the Elohim of your fathers, of y'all patriarchs, have sent I to you all, to y'all. And they shall say to me, what? Shemo. What his name? What is Shemo? What is the Hashem? What is the name? What shall I say? What shall I say to them? What shall I say to them? What shall I say to them? And he said, you shall tell them. Right? And Elohim now, let's go to the next verse right here. So now we're comparing this right here. We have Exodus 3:13. Right, and then bring it to Exodus 3:14. Wa Omer Elohim El Moshe, and saying Elohim and Elohim, saying El Moshe to Moshe, Ehye Asher Ehye Ehye Asher Ehye Ehye Asher Ehye, I be, I becoming Asher, that which Ehye, I be that which, or I be who I be. Ehye Asher Ehye. Vayomer Koh Tomar Livnei Yisrael. Ehye Shilachani Elekem. 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 And Elohim said to Moses, Ehye Asher Ehye. Ehye. Now some of the Hebrews and Israelites will say Ahaya, Ahya, but Ehye, the proper pointing, Ehye. Ehye. Asher Ehye, because we're going to see the Ehye revelation, the Ehye, I be, I become, I be Ehye, Asher Ehye, I be who I be, I become who I become, or that which I will be, I be that which I become. So even in the meditation of the name, he says, and he said, you shall tell the Bnei Yisrael that Ehye Shilachani Elekem. Now, so here's the reasonment discussion here. Well, this Trinitarian proof, the true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity, Ha Elohim, Ha Shalush, Ha Kadosh, Kedush Selassie. So in Exodus chapter 3, the narrator, Moshe, referred to the Malachi Yahuwah, the Malachi Yahuwah, the Malach of Jehovah, the Malach Yahweh, as Elohim and as Yahuwah, as Jehovah. In Exodus chapter 3, the Malachi Yahuwah, the Melaach, the angel of Jehovah, referred to himself as Elohim, as Ehyeh, and as Yahweh, Jehovah. Now, the narrator placed the Melaachi Yahuwah, the angel of Jehovah that we have in Exodus chapter 3, verse 2, right in the same bush, the same Sinai. Right, Sineh, Sineh, here we get Sinai, Sinai, Sineh, thorn, in the same bush, as Elohim and as Yahuwah, as Jehovah. We have this in Exodus chapter 3, the next verse, verse 4. Now, what does this mean, Chavarim? This means that the Melaach, Yahuwah, the Melaachi, Yahuwah, the Melaach, the angel of Jehovah, was and be Yahuwah, Habain, be Jehovah Habain, the Son, that both the Father, Ab, and the Melaachi Yahuwah, the Melaach, the angel of Jehovah, both are named Yahuwah, Jehovah, Yod, Hey, Wow, Hey, Yahweh, Wah, Hey, Yahweh. This tends to show that the concept, right, of the Trinity is Hebrew and is, you could say, indigenously, right, indigenous in the sense of the language, the linguistics, Hebrew. So the true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity. Now, in Joel Yoel Natan's book on the Jewish Trinity, there's chapters on the proto-Sinaitic Trinitarianism, bringing out some of these points and reasonings and going into the Hebrew to really see this within the Hebrew narrative. Now, this is an isolated phrase right here, but as we go on within the narrative, we'll have the expression of the Ehyeh, right, even as a part of speech within Hebrew. So it's important for us to understand the connection here. So when Yeshua HaMashiach, Yeshua HaNotzvi, when Jesus of Nazareth said that he is Ehyeh, he is I am in John's Gospel chapter 8, verses 24, verse 28, and verse 58, as well as elsewhere, it's significant that Yod-Heh-Wah-Weh-Heh, that Yahweh said Ehyeh three times. Did you note that? Three times in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, we have Ehyeh. Let's go over the verse again. Vayomer Elohim el Moshe. And Elohim said to Moshe, Ehyeh asher Ehyeh. Ehyeh who am that which Ehyeh. I be, I am, I become. Ehyeh from the higher to be root. Ehyeh, first person, Ehyeh. I be, I become, asher Ehyeh. This is the first and second time. Vayomer Koh Tomar Livne Yisrael. And like this, Koh Tomar, speaking to Moses, Moshe, you shall say, Koh Tomar Livne Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Israel, Ehyeh, this is the third, Ehyeh Shilachani Elekem. You shall say to the children of Israel that the Ehyeh, I be, I become, Ehyeh, Shilach ani, has sent me, shilach ani elechem, to you all, to y'all. So we have Ehyeh three times, the I am, the I am, three times in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. Now also significance of the numbers. Look at numbers in 314 and the pi and the phi, 314, golden mean connection right there. Ha'adon, the Adon, Adoni, Adonai, Yeshua I, HaMoshiach I. He said, I am, three times, also in John's Gospel, John chapter 8. Also, Yeshua HaNotri, Yeshua of Nazareth, mention of saying I am is repeated three times in the narrative of his arrest in the garden in Gethsemane. We have this in John's Gospel, chapter 18, verses 5 and 8. Now, this helps identify Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach, as the person, the panim, the face, the aspect, the person of Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, Yahweh, who said, Ehyeh, Ehyeh, I am, Ehyeh, I be, I become, in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. So more reasoning on the Ehyeh, on the I am, the I be, the I become statements in the Ehyeh, I be, I am, I become, as well as the song of Moshe, song of Moshe. So the Ehyeh, Ehyeh, three times in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, and for the Chabarim, compare, a reasonment for the Chabarim, compare Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, with the Amen revelation that we have in Revelation, the Chazon, Yohanan, the revelation, yeah, Yohannes Arai, the vision, the revelation of John, of Yohanan. So we have Revelation chapter 3, 14, the revelation of the Amen, the true and the faithful witness. And I'll compare that with the 3:14 with Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, and the three times Ehyeh is mentioned in this one verse in that revelation of the Hashem, HaKadosh, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name of He who be, who He 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 be.
Hashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, 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 Yeshua I, 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 HaMoshiach, 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 HaMoshiach. Glory be the King, Adonai HaSelassie. Yes, I Rastafari, 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 Rastafari.
Aviva, Aviva, it's time to open the door for Eliyahu.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
help. His name is Haile Selassie. Power of the Trinity. Jesus Christ, second coming.
Yes, positively. Then, now, eternally.
Rasta is God, yes we must know. This world is dead, I and I grow. Cosmic surround, millennium age. In time to come, I hold it parade. No, not that far, we shall be forever united in the Trinity. Wrath will come, the Pope will pay.
በቀዳሚ ገብረ እግዚአብሔር ሰማየ ወምድረ
በቀዳማዊ ቃሉ በቀዳማዊ ስልጣኑ አንድም በቀዳማዊ ልጁ በመጀመሪያ መፍጠሩ አንድም
ቀዳማዊ ቀዳማዊ ኢንፍላሲያ
The whole place is due for...
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
I don't know African star, and I want to know if it's a creation out to all Huggins gang, all Washington Garden crew, standpipe massive, father star, alongside the African star crew, go on, big up my like Robbie. No, you like you, Eugene, you don't know you're cool, still not watching nothing. And every time. It means all about knowing inside the vines, all credits outside the one garlic silk, alongside one capeton, you like Harry Joe, you like Gary Jokes, not watching nothing.
Joe, that's the greatest dance there to be praised. And I said, just shall rise and all his enemies shall scatter, and they shall be like footstool, just shall trample them from now and forevermore. So look, yeah, Joe, Rastafari, and
as we draw, keep it on garlic silk.
Perfect love, my brother. Yay! Rastafari, Haile Selassie the first, who lives and rules and reigns over all living things. Now his disciples ask him, Father Jah, what shall be the sign of thy coming? And Jah answered and said, For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, and pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Jah! Rastafari! I am the last of the first, the only God, and there's no God beside him. Oh, well, now, now. Oh, yes, Rastafari. Prophet, we love you from the heart, now, now. Well, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall tell you.
And we say who we are.
little look and look back from the star. What's so deep and them not have from war. Atomic energy I increase with the world. Them a fly go a Jupiter, fly go a Mars. Oh, them a fly, them still can't touch the star. Be the eagle and the dragon, three of them a pearl. Some in one cell say I am not a pearl. Rule all nation and conquer all world. This is African, y'all a melt like a bowl. For this market, then you must buy it with us. Equal rights and justice, that's what.
Haile Selassie, our mission is no joke thing. And a 1, 2, 3, A, B, C, A, diggle, diggle, the cat and the figure thing thing. And about weed, ital stew, are wearing ice gold and green. You have to know his words and works to overstand why he's supreme. Mount Zion is real, unlike heaven in your dreams. The road is narrow and long. You have to be prepared to fight on the battlefield. In our old cast, Selassie I army, no retreat. You know, see it. Some awful lick of lightning in the Rasta house. Cause some king of flex like Buck and Belly Rust. And some princess of flex like Minnie Mouse. I don't know what them are promote, but it's either them clean up them ass or continue chance out. No skin teeth, no joke. Me said the way I'm serious, all the chalice have to go out. Judgment has spread like lava from coast to coast. Some man make one bag of money, sit down with one bag of man a champagne toast. Pan them on a black brother, them a boss. The 12 tribe man tell me say some chicken him a go roast. How can sure me think I did healthy lifestyle Rasta promote? Still, food at the least. The lava bubble for the one just signed contract and lease with the beast. You think of that? My past Haile Selassie High School were there. My embarrassed. Look how much Rasta they about ya. I never watched the building job flat. And for things to Haile Selassie forward way from Ethiopia and lay the first block. Some realize that them only full of chat. Come and grow locks and I get pay for ack. And Babylon give them a ride for their money, get them funny. Yeah, but really and truly, how far has the Rasta movement progressed since its foundation? How long have you earned the same song and still no action? We could be self-reliant if we were serious about the mission. With the vast wealth that is generated within the Rasta organization. Some chant unity and love, but they have a single-minded meditation. Their plan is to pull you into the belly of corruption. Reggae music, ital stew, still a party upon this same Rasta bandwagon. Lion a drink Red Bull and Dragon. What that man? Concerning the Bubba man. The thing is that Haile Selassie don't deal with no form of segregation. So don't confuse my nation. One in a tree and a tree in a one. Without no apology, Marcus and Emmanuel is not a part of that combination. You mean for tell me say after Haile Selassie clear the path and set the foundation, when you still about a Queen Elizabeth for repatriation, on a banner every day and still look for 7 miles of black style line of a steel pan. Ism and schism still on a way upon Haile King Selassie like is a milk and honey thing. Africa wastes its creators, which simply means we have great, great works to put in. Haile Selassie! Kushum!
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord,
Yes, Rastafari.
When I lay my vengeance upon thee.
When I say more, you say fire. More
fire.
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 What's Mexican? What's Mexican? Fuck him.
When I say more, you say fire. More
fire.
Fire.
Shale.
The Book of Psalms, Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish, 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 shall perish.
My advice to all,
my advice to all, my advice to all, my advice to all,
is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Aviva, 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 it's time to open the door for Eliyahu.
My advice to all,
my advice to all, my advice to all, my advice to all, my advice to all,
is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments,
of the Ten
and
Commandments,
and elaborate on,
and elaborate on,
and elaborate on.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel,
O children of Israel?
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menosh. You know? But who want the next verse with Amalek? But who want the next verse with Amalek?
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
So here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, we have the first psalm, Psalm 1. Going to go through verse by verse, HSV, Haile Selassie version, King of Kings Bible, side by side. KJV, first up wise, right here, stays every song.
ምስጉን ነው በክፉዎች ምክር ያልሄደ በኃጢአተኞችም መንገድ ያልቆመ በዋዘኞችም ወንበር ያልተቀመጠ ነገር ግን በእግዚአብሔር ሕግ ደስ ይለዋል ሕጉንም በቀንና በሌሊት ያስባል እርሱም በውሃ ፈሳሾች ዳር እንደተተከለች ፍሬዋን በየጊዜዋ እንደምትሰጥ ቅጠሏም እንደማይረግፍ ዛፍ ይሆናል የሚሰራውም ሁሉ ይከናወንለት ክፉዎች እንዲህ አይደሉም ነገር ግን ነፋስ ጠርጎ እንደሚወስደው ትቢያ ናቸው ስለዚህ ክፉዎች በፍርድ ኃጢአተኞችም በጻድቃን ማኅበር አይቆሙም እግዚአብሔር የጻድቃንን መንገድ ያውቃልና የክፉዎች መንገድ ግን ትጠፋለች
The Book of Psalms Psalm 1 Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish, 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 shall
people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, all of you just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that to you.
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible.
መዝሙረ ዳዊት መዝሙር 1 ምስጉን ነው በክፉዎች ምክር ያልሄደ በኃጢአተኞችም መንገድ ያልቆመ በዋዘኞችም ወንበር ያልተቀመጠ ነገር ግን በእግዚአብሔር ሕግ ደስ ይለዋል ሕጉንም በቀንና በሌሊት ያስባል እርሱም በውሃ ፈሳሾች ዳር እንደተተከለች ፍሬዋን በየጊዜዋ እንደምትሰጥ ቅጠሏም እንደማይረግፍ ዛፍ ይሆናል የሚሰራውም ሁሉ ይከናወንለታል ክፉዎች እንዲህ አይደሉም ነገር ግን ነፋስ ጠርጎ እንደሚወስደው ትቢያ ናቸው ስለዚህ ክፉዎች በፍርድ ኃጢአተኞችም በጻድቃን ማኅበር አይቆሙም እግዚአብሔር የጻድቃንን መንገድ ያውቃልና የክፉዎች መንገድ ግን ትጠፋለች።
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Salam to Aina Yisraeling. Greetings. May Jah give you health. Exiavia give you health. The sustainer, the good father. Good father. The excellent Ab. Give you health on I and I behalf. We have here today, today's daily song. Psalm 1. Mezmor and. Andenya. In the Andenya Metzhaf, in the first book of the Psalter, which constitutes Ka Mezmor and Iskia Arba and, from Psalm 1 to Psalm 41 is the first of the five books of the Psalter. Hebraically, we know it as the Sefer Tehillim. Ethiopically, in the Rolam Harik, the Mezmorata Metzhaf. The Mezmorat of the Psalms, Metzhaf, the book of the Psalms. So here, Mezmoran, the first psalm, we're going to compare and contrast with the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the book of the seven seals of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Side by side, we're going to compare and contrast with the KJV, because I and I discovered a version that's not the King James Version. Yes, I, Rastafari, but giving, you know, due thanks and praise, as the elder Noah Dyer said, that King James, that man do a good thing. You know, good work for I and I. Well, it wasn't King James himself, but he did authorize for that version to be put forward. And it's a particular interesting note that the only two sovereign kings in the known, we could say, world or Christian world, so to speak, King James 1611 and the King of Kings, Kadamawi Haile Selassie, 1961. Just so very, very interesting. But here we compare and contrast side by side. First Psalm, Psalm 1. In the book of Psalms, the Mezmore was known as the Mezmore Dawit, the Psalms of David. And today's psalm, the first psalm, is themed, Who let Mengedoch? Menged is way in the Amharic Menged, and Mengedoch is ways. Who let Mengedoch? Two ways. And as we have gone through the Sefer Tehillim, the groundational build in the Hebrew, in the Masoretic text, and also with the Sefer Tehillim, it's also themed there as the two ways. So we have Who Let Mengedoch, today's daily psalm, Psalm of the Two Ways. It's the introductory to the entire Psalter, to the entire Mezmorat, the Psalms. The Psalms, the book of Psalms. So, make I and I begin. Besama'ab, wewelid, wemenfes, kedus, ahadu, amlak, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. In Jamralen, we begin. Kuter and. Miskunno, bekufuoch mekarial hede, bechatiat en yochim en gerial come, bewaz en yochim wen berial tik emete. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Miskun. From Miskana, Mesegene, to be praiseworthy, happy in that Ethio-Shemitic sense, happy as we have in the Hebrew, Ashrei, it's not the Baruch or the Baruch, bless, it is the praiseworthy, the happy, the Ashrei, the beatitude sense of bless. Here we have in the Royal Amharic, Miskunno, praiseworthy, thankworthy, praiseful, Miskunno, Bekufuoch Mekarialhede, bless, happy, Praiseworthy is the man. Praiseworthy he is. Miskunno, miskun nau, miskun nau, bekufuochi mikariyalehede. Praiseworthy is he that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, but kufuoch, the kufu, right? The ungodly. Now, see, that right there is often translated the evil, but corresponds to the Hebrew resha, the resha, the resha'im, the ratchet, the wicked, that blessed, happy, praiseworthy is a man that does not go about, that does not go about, walk in the counsel, in the advice of the ungodly, of the evil, of the ratchet, of the wicked. Miskunno bekufuoch mikariyalehede bechatiyatenyochimengediyalkome. Nor standeth in the way of the chatiyatenyoch, the chataim, the chatiyatenyoch bechatiyatenyochimengediyalkome. Does not stand in the way of the lackers, of the misses of the mark. Nor sitteth in the wenber, the wenber of the wazinyoch, be wazinyochim wenber yaltekemete, that sitteth not in the seat of the scornful. Kuter hulet, verse 2. Negergin be egziavi herre higa desilewal, higunima be kenina be leilita yasval. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, in the law of egziavi herre, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab Father, and in his law, higunim be kenina be leilita yasval. And in his law doth he meditate. Does he iditate? Does he think about, meditate, and iditate upon his law day and night? Negergin ve'egziyavi herrehig des, happy, desilewal. In egziyavi is hig, is his delight, is his happiness. But his delight, his happiness is in the law of the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab Father. Negergin ve'egziyavi herrehig desilewal, higunim ve'kenina ve'leilit yasval. Kuter sos. Verse 3. Arsum darin Freywan beyegizewan demitiset ketelwam in the marregif zaf yehonan. Yemisarawim hullu yikanawun letal. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Arsum bewucha fesashot dar in the tetekalech, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Frewana beyegizewa in the mitiset. Here in the royal Amharic, it brings out the sense of frewan and her fruit. Frewan. Frewan, beyegizewa. Frewan, her fruit. Frewan. Frewan, beyegizewa, and the mitteset. So the reading here would be more to the effect that bringeth forth her fruit in her season, ketelwam in the marregif zafa yohonam, and her leaf, ketelwam in the marregif zaf, as he, a tree that does not wither, his leaf also doth not wither as that leaf. It says that he will be like a tree whose leaf, her leaf, he will be like she, a tree whose leaf, does not wither. Yemisa rawum hullu, all that which he does. Yemisa rawum hullu yiknawun leta. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Kuter arat. Verse 4. Kufuoch in di aidelum negergin nefast ergo in the mi westo to be anacho. the ungodly, the wicked, the ratchet, the kufuoch, the kufuoch, indeed, like this that has preceded, that we have just word, sound, power, uttered, idelum, the kufuoch, the wicked, the ratchet, the ungodly, are not like this, kufuoch, indeed, idelum, negergin, but on the other hand, nefast argo, and the mi wasdo, tibianacho. But are like the chaff, which the wind, which the word, sound, power, driveth away. Kufuoch indeed, idelum. Negergin nefast argo nemi wasdo tibianacho. Kutaramis, verse 5. Silezi. Kufuoch beferd. Chatiatenyo chimbets arikan machiber like omum. Therefore, the ungodly. Silezi, therefore, kufuoch, the wicked, the ratchet, the kufuoch, the rishaim, the ratchet, the kufuoch, the third, in the judgment, chat yatenyochim, and the akas, the lakas, chat yatenyochim, be sarikan, in the righteous machiber, in the righteous society, the machiber, in the righteous congregation, the congregation, the society, the machiber, aikomum. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand the third in the judgment, nor sinners, chatiatenyochim, in the congregation of the righteous, betzarikan machiber, machiber, aikomum. Kuter sedist. Verse 6. For Egeziavir, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, knoweth the way of the righteous. Egeziavir, ye tzarikanin menged yaukalina. He knoweth the way of the tzarikan, of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly, the ratchet, the wicked shall perish. Kufuoch mengergin titefalech. But the way of the kufuoch, the wicked, the ratchet way, titefalech. She perishes.
Teach me, teacher. Teach higher than I am, teacher.
Mazmura Dawit Mazmur and Misgunno Bekifoch Mikrial Hede Bahatiatinuchim Mangarial Koma በዋዘኞችም ወንበር ያልተቀመጠ ነገር ግን በእግዚአብሔር ሕግ ደስ ይለዋል ሕጉንም በቀንና በሌሊት ያስባል እርሱም በውሃ ፈሳቾች ዳር እንደተተከለች ፍሬዋን በየጊዜዋ እንደምትሰጥ ቅጠሏም እንደማይረግፍ ዛፍ ይሆናል የሚሰራውም ሁሉ ይከናወንለታል ክፉዎች እንዲህ አይደሉም ነገር ግን ነፋስ ጠርጎ እንደሚወስደው ትቢያ ናቸው ስለዚህ ክፉዎች በፍርድ ኃጢአተኞችም በጻድቃን ማህበር አይቆሙ እግዚአብሔር የጻድቃንን መንገድ ያውቃልና የክፉዎች መንገድ ግን ትጠፋለች
So people still searching for this truth here which this reggae music can all bring across to them and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari
אשרי האיש אשר לא הלך בעצת רשעים ובדרך חטאים לא עמד ובמושב לצים לא ישב
book of Psalms, Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
אשרי האיש אשר לא הלך בעצת רשעים, ובדרך חטאים לא עמד, ובמושב לצים לא ישב. אשרי האיש אשר לא הלך בעצת רשעים, ובדרך חטאים לא עמד, ובמושב לצים לא ישב. אשרי האיש אשר לא הלך בעצת רשעים, ובדרך חטאים לא עמד, ובמושב לצים לא ישב.
أشري هايش أشير له لاخ بعصات رشعيم وبديرخ حط إيم له عماد وبمشاب لصيم له يشاب كي إيم بطرات أدوناي حفظوه ובתורתו יהגה יומם ולילה והיה כעת שתול על פלגי מים אשר פריו ייתן בעיתו ועליהו לא יבול וכל אשר יעשה יצליח לא כן הרשעים כי אם כמוס אשר תדפנו רוח על כן לא יקומו רשעים במשפט וחטאים בעדת הצדיקים כי יודע אדוני דרך צדיקים ודרך רשעים תובד
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth.
Here today's psalm, Mizmor Aleph, Psalm 1, Mizmor Aleph. Blessed is the man, Ashrei Ha'ish. Blessed is the man, Ashrei Ha'ish. Ashrei, Hebraically, happy. Ashrei Ha'ish, happy is the man. Beatitude is the man. Ashrei Ha'ish. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in the Mashal, even in Proverbs, the Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs 11:27, that reads, "He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor. Shocher tov yivakesh ratzon. He that diligently seeketh good, shocher tov, seeketh favor. Yivakesh ratzon. Shocher tov yivakesh ratzon. He that diligently seeketh good, seeketh favor." Who was such a person? David, Melech Yisrael, King of Israel, who diligently sought to do good to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, setting up among them 24 watches of priests, Kohanim, and 24 watches of Lewim, of Levites. Here, a Midrash note on today's psalm, Mizmor Aleph, Psalm 1. These watches took turns in giving a week's service, a service for a Shabuah, a service for a seven, in HaHeikal, in the temple at Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. The original number of priestly and Levitical watches as instituted by Moshe, by Moses, was 8. It was raised to 16 by Shemuel, by Samuel, and to 24 by David, by David, by David. Here, see, refer to 1 Chronicles chapter 24, verses 7 to 18, and to the Babylonian Talmud 27 and A, to the Palestinian Talmud teaching 4 and 2 and 67 D. David, thus, like this, made it possible for a greater number of persons to participate in the service, the Evoda of HaHeikal, in the service of the temple. And Yivakesh Ratzon, and procureth favor, Yivakesh Ratzon. That is David. Procured Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, Ha'Elohim's favor, so that the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, came to rest upon him again. And here, Midrash note, the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKadosh, had departed from David, by reason of the Bathsheba incident. See below the Midrash study on Psalm 3, the 7th section, 3.7, and Psalm 40, the 2nd section, 40.2. Ratzon, in Hebrew, favor, Ratzon, may be taken in the sense of conciliation. Ratzon, favor, may be taken in the sense of conciliation. Here, see, refer to Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 22, verse 20, and Mishle Shlomo, the Mashal, the Proverbs chapter 10, verse 31, and Rashi's on Bereshis, Genesis chapter 33, verse 10. And thus, like this, he, David, was able to bless the Bnei Yisrael, bless the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites. And where does David, bless them? In the words, Ashrei Ha'ish, blessed is the man, or Hebraically, Ashrei, happiness, Ha'ish, the man, Ashrei Ha'ish. But
according to Proverbs 11:27, he that seeketh mischief, it shall come to him. He that seeketh mischief, it shall come to him. Udoresh ra'ah tivo'ein. But he that searcheth for evil, udoresh ra'ah, it shall come to him. Tivo'ein. Udoresh ra'ah tivo'ein. That is to say, come to Doeg, dog, and Achitofel. And here, Midrash note on Doeg and Achitofel. Both were learned in Torah, was learned in Torah. Here, refer to the Midrash on Psalm 3, the fourth perek, the fourth section, the Midrash 3.4. But the first, Doeg, dog, Doeg, became a slanderer. The other, Achitofel, a conspirator. Here, refer to 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 18, 2 Samuel chapter 16, verses 21 to 23, and 2 Shemuel, Samuel chapter 17, verse 23. Also, the Midrash on Psalm 41, the fifth section, 41.5, and Psalm 52, sections 1 to 7. And another comment on, blessed is the man that sitteth not in the seat of the scornful. Hear, today's Psalm, Mizmur Aleph. Hear the Aleph, the first verse. Blessed is the man that sitteth not in the seat of the scornful. Ashrei ha'ish uve moshav leitzim lo yashav. Ashrei ha'ish. Happy, happiness, ha'ish, the man. Ashrei ha'ish uve moshav leitzim lo yashav. That sitteth not in the seat of the scornful. These words are to be considered in the light of the following verse. Even the following verse from 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 18, that reads, then David the king went in and sat before the Lord. Vayabo hamelech David, Vayeshev lifnei Yehovah. Then David, the king, went in. Vayavo hamelech David, and sat before Yehovah, sat before Jehovah. Vayeshev lifnei Yehovah, sat before he who be who he be. Vayabo hamelech David, Vayeshev lifnei Yehovah. This verse, according to Rav Chiya, it teaches that sitting in the court of Hahekal of the temple was prohibited, except to kings of the Beit David, except to kings of the house of David. Rav Ami taught in the name of Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Simeon ben Lakish, that sitting in the court of Hahekal of the temple was prohibited, except in the place reserved for kings of the Beit David, kings of the house of David. Therefore, scripture says, David the king went in and sat before Jehovah. Vayabo hamelech David, Vayeshev lifnei Yehovah. But did not Rav Huna declare in the name of Rav Shemuel Samuel that there is no sitting in heaven? And here, Midrash note, in the presence of Ha'el, the true good, the true God of Ha'elohim,
One must ever be, quote, on the ready, end quote. In the presence of Ha Elohim, one must ever be on the ready. Standing was a mark of deference to a person of superior age or rank. Rank, 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 rank.
The Book of Psalms, Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish, shall perish, shall perish, shall perish, shall perish, shall perish.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Bring forth the Bible! Bring forth the Bible!
Rav Ami taught in the name of Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Simeon ben Lakish, that sitting in the court of Hahikal, the court of the temple, was prohibited except in the place reserved for kings of the house of David, the house of David. Therefore, scripture says, David the king went in and sat before Jehovah. Wayabo Hamelech David, Wayasheba Lifnei Yehovah. But did not Rav Huna declare in the name of Rav Shemuel Samuel that there is no sitting in heaven? And here a midrash note: in the presence of Ha'el, Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, one must ever be, quote, on the ready, end quote. In the presence of Ha'Elohim, one must ever be, quote, on the ready, end quote. Standing was a mark of deference to a person of superior age or rank.
for it is said even in Daniel 7, verse 16, I came near to one of them that stand. Kirvet al-Had mean, a-imayya. I came near to one of them that stand. Kirvet al-Had mean, a-imayya. Well, here, KJV, Daniel chapter 7, verse 16. I came near to one of them that stood by. I came near to one of them that stood by. Kirbet al-Had mean al-Maya. Stand, because they, the host of heaven, have no knee joints. As it is said, even in Yechezekel, Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 7, their legs are straight legs. V'raglehem regal yishara. Here, Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 7, the first part, KJV reads, and their feet were straight feet. And their feet were straight feet. V'raglehem regal yishara. It is also written in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 2, above him stood the seraphim. Above him stood the seraphim. Seraphim omdim nima'al lo. Here, KJV. Above it stood the seraphim. Above it stood the seraphim. Seraphim omdim nima'al lo. Here, above him stood the seraphim. Seraphim omdim nima'al lo. And further, in 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 19, all the hosts of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. All the hosts of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. Vayomer lakin shema'a devar Yahuwah. Ra'iti et Yahuwah yoshev al kiso v'kola tzva hashemayim omed alayo mimino uwa misa molo. And here in the fuller verse, 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 19, KJV. And he said, hear thou therefore the word of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, he who be we be. I saw he who be we be, Jehovah, sitting on his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing by him, on his left hand, on his right hand, on his right hand, and on his left. And he said, hear therefore the word of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. I saw Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, we be, sitting on his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. Vayomer lakein shema'a devar Yahuwah ra'iti et Yahuwah yoshev al kiso v'kol tzva hashemayim omed alayo mimino uva misamolo. Since there is no sitting before Ha'el in Shemayim, before the true good, the true God in heaven, Can David have sat in his presence? No, Rav Ami concluded, not even royalty of the house of David, of the house of David, may sit in the court of Ha'ekal, in the court of the temple of Jehovah. But if not, how shall the words, and David the king sat before the Lord, be understood? How shall the words, Vayabo Hamelech David, Vayeshev Lifnei Yahuwah, be understood?
that he leaned against the wall. To whom then was sitting permitted in the court of the temple, in the court of Hahekal, or in the temple itself? You must admit that it was permitted only to the Kohen Gadol, the Lika Kahenat, to the high priest, as it is said even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 9, where it reads, "Now Eli, the priest, sat upon his seat by the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. Ve'eli ha-kohen yoshev al ha-kiseh al mezuzata hekal Yahuwah." Now, Eli, the priest, ve'eli ha-kohen, sat upon his seat, yoshev al ha-kiseh, by the doorpost, al mezuzat, of the temple of Jehovah, Hekal Yahuwah. What therefore does scripture mean by saying that David, sat before Jehovah? David, Vayeshev Lifnei Yahuwah. It means that he got set to pray. And here a midrash note. The simple active of the verb yashab, he sat, is taken here in the intensive sense, yeshev, he got set. It is implied that when a man does not get set for prayer, tefillah, he, quote, sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Hear, midrash note on the question, what does it mean by saying that David, Vayeshev Lifnei Yahuwah, that David sat before Jehovah? It means that he got set to pray. Thus, here, the simple active of the Hebrew verb yashab, meaning he sat, is taken here in the intensive sense, yishab, he got set. And thus it's implied that when a man does not get set for prayer, he, quote, sitteth in the seat of the scornful, end quote. Here also referred to the midrash on Psalm 101.8.1. We are taught in a Mishnah that an Ammonite or a Moabite male is prohibited from marrying an Israelite woman, and that the prohibition is to hold forever, but that Ammonite or Moabite females, upon their being converted, are permitted to marry Israelites. And you hear Midrash note, see Yevamot 8 and 3, and also compare with Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 4. Therefore David said in Tefilato, in his prayer, "Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house, that thou hast brought me hitherto?" in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verse 18. Vayomer, mi anoki, Adonai Yahweh, umi reti, ki ahiviotani adahelom. Who I, Adonai Yahweh, and what my house, that thou the eye has brought me hither to here to. Mi anoki Adonai Yahweh, umi beiti, kia hibiotani adahelom. And you can hear a midrash note to, and what is my house, umi beiti. Umi veti, umi beiti. A midrash note right here. David was descended from Ruth, a Moabite woman. What did David imply by hitherto? Ad helom, ad helom. He implied, not only was I permitted to enter the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, but thou, the I, has also made me king, has made I melech, has made I negus. Here, hitherto, ad helom, hitherto refers to kingship, as it does in the question asked about Saul, about Shaul, in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 22. Is there yet a man to come hitherto? Vayishalu oda bayahua heva oda helom ish. Vayomer yao inehu nechba el hakelin. El hakelin. Hear the fuller verse. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 22. Here the KJV translation reads, therefore they inquired of Jehovah further, if the man should come yet thither, hitherto, thither. And Yahweh Jehovah answered, behold, he hath hid himself among the stuff. So here, zooming in on, if the man should come thither, if the man should come thither. Question asked about Shaul, is there yet a man to come hitherto? Is there yet a man to come hitherto? Hear, hear, hear. Vayishalu oda bayahua hipa oda helom ish. Vayomer yahua innehu nechba el hakelin. Hear, hear, hear. And also there in the quote from 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 18, ad helom, helom, halom, helom means here, here, hither, hitherto, here to, thither, thither, hitherto, helom, helom. And David continued, according to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 19. There was yet a small thing in thine eyes. This was yet a small thing in thine eyes. And Dawid and David continued, this was yet a small thing in thine eyes. Vatikatan odesota de aineka. This was yet a small thing in thine eyes. Vatikatan. Vatikatan odesot de aineka. As a man might say to his fellow, this is but a trifle to you. This is but a trifle to you. But thou hast also spoken to thy servant's house from afar. Adonai Yehovah, watedaber kam el beita avdeka le me rachok. But thou hast also spoken to thy servant's house from afar. For though my family was supposed to be kept out, I have been received
into the congregation, the aggregation of Israel. We are here. Dawid continues to say, according to the words of 2 Shmuel, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 19, this was yet a small thing in thine eyes. Wa'atikatan odzota be'aynecha. As a man might say to his fellow, this is but a trifle, a little something to the eye, a little something to you. But thou, Adonai Yahweh, but the eye has spoken to thy servant house from afar. Wa'atidabir gam il beit avdeka le'me rahok. KJV brings this out here in 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 19. And this was yet a small thing in thy sight, in thy eyes, Aynecha, Adonai Yahweh, Donai Jehovah, but thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house for a great while to come. KJV, for a great while to come. Hear, Hebraically, from afar. But the eye also has spoken to thy servant's house from afar. Watedaber gam il beit abdeka le me rahok from afar. For though, this is to say, for though my family was supposed to be kept out, we have been received into the aggregation, the congregation of Israel, of Israel. For this is the law of man. For this is the law of man. With Zot, Torah Ha'adam. With Zot, Torah, the law, Torah Ha'adam. Ha'adam. This is the law of man. With Zot, Torah Ha'adam. Here, Midrash note, the parallel in 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 17, it reads, thou hast rewarded me after the manner of a man of high degree. Thou, the eye, has rewarded us after the manner of a man of high degree. Scripture does not say here, quote, for this is the law of Abraham, of Yitzhak, of Isaac, or of Yaakov, Jacob, but for this is the law of man, with Zot, Torah, Ha'adam, the law of Adam, with Zot, Torah, and this is the Torah, this is the law, Ha'adam, of Adam. But what man? What man? He who is foremost among prophets and Nabim, the Nabim, he who is foremost among kings, the foremost among prophets, he is Moshe, he is Musa, he is Moses, of whom it is said, even in Shemot, even in Exodus chapter 19, verse 3, and Moses, Moshe, went up to God. O Moshe, Allah, El Ha'Elohim. And Moses went up, he aliyed up, O Moshe, Allah, El Ha'Elohim, to Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, the foremost among kings. He is Dawid, he is David, he is David. You find that whatever Moses did, Dawid, David did, as Moses led Israel, in Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, so David led Israel out of servitude to Goliath. And here, Midrash note, reading with the Felix Perlez, not Galuyot in exile, Galuyot, but Goliath. So we have Galuyot in exile, connected with Goliath. Here the ET, the edited text, and the PE, the printed edition, both read, quote, out of servitude in exile. Out of servitude in exile. As Moses fought the battles of Jehovah
against Sihon and Og. So David fought the battles of Jehovah in all the regions around him, as Abigail said, even in 1 Samuel 25:28, "My Lord, fightest the battles of the Lord." Ki milchamot Yahuwah Adoni milcham. Because my Lord, because Adoni fighteth the battles of Jehovah. Ki milchamot Yahuwah Adoni milcham. As Moses became king in Israel and in Yehuda and in Judah, for it is said in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 5, and he became king in Jeshurun when the heads of the people were gathered together. Vayehi Visharun Meleka Dehita Sefa Rashi Am Yahada Shivte Israel. Here, Deuteronomy chapter 33 and 5, KJV, and he was king in Jeshurun, Yeshurun, when the heads, Rashi, of the people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together. Wayehi di Sharun Meleka Dehita Sefa Rashi Am Yahad Shivte Israel. So David became king in Israel and in Judah, as Moshe divided the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, for Israel. So David divided the rivers of Aram for Israel. As it is said, even in Psalm 60, verses 1 and 2, David divided the rivers of Aram. Mizmor Samech, Psalm 60, Psalm LS, Lanatseach, Allah, Shushan, Eduta, Mikatam, Lit David, Lit Lamei, Bit Hats oto eta eram na eayim zit eta eram sora vaya shava yoava vaya yaka eta edoma bit geia melacha shitne asar aleif. For the leader, the chief musician upon Shushan Edut, Niktam of David to teach, when he strove with Aram Naharai and with Aram Zobah, and Joab returned and smote Edom in the Valley of Salt, 12,000. And here a Midrash note, the Yehudi version, the JV, reads, when he strove with Aram Naharai, but strove and divided, are represented in Hebrew by similar sounding words. The words strove and divided are represented in Hebrew by similar sounding words. And Naharayim, it means two rivers. As Moses built an altar, so David built an altar. As the one brought offerings, so the other brought offerings. As Moshe gave five books of law to Israel, so David gave five books of Psalms to Israel. The book of Psalms, the Sefer Tehillim, entitled Blessed is the Man, Ashrei Ha'ish, Mizmor Aleph, verse Aleph, Psalm 1, verse 1. The book entitled For the Leader, Maskil, Psalm 42, verse 1. The book, A Psalm of Asaph, Psalm 73, verse 1. The book, A Prayer of Moses, Psalm 90, verse 1. And the book, Let the Redeemed of the Lord Say, Psalm 107, verse 2. Finally, as Moses blessed Israel with the words,
Blessed art thou, O Israel, in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 33, verse 29. So, Dawid, David, blessed Israel with the words, Ashrei Ha'ish, blessed, happy. Ashrei Ha'ish, blessed is the man.